something old or something new, something borrowed or something butter. It's time for one of Brenda B's recipes. Good things from the farm to your table. The gate's open. Let's get cooking. As a newlywed way back when, I was eager to try new recipes and come up with something unique for each night of the week. These days, I find myself delivering tried and true mainstays more often than creating new concoctions. Still, when time allows, I like to render something we haven't had in a long while. Chicken divan was one such entree resurrected recently for the hubby to break the monotony. Here are your ingredients. You'll need 2 boneless chicken breasts, 10 ounces of frozen broccoli, 1 can cream of chicken soup, 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 1/2 cup of cheddar cheese grated, and rice. Prepare your ingredients as follows. Broil the chicken breast in a preheated oven for approximately 10 minutes, and then flip the chicken breast and continue broiling until the juices run clear, about another 10 minutes. Once the chicken is done, remove from the oven, and when you're able, cut it into chunks or strips. At the same time, you're going to be cooking your broccoli as directed on the package and cook your desired amount of rice as directed on the package. Then you'll mix your soup and mayonnaise together and set that aside. Now it's time to assemble. So in a 9 by 9 inch baking dish, place the rice on the bottom, lay the broccoli on top of the rice. Next, layer in your chicken in small pieces, and then spread soup mixture over the chicken. Finally, top with cheese. Bake it for 350 degrees for 25 minutes, and this will serve 4 to 6. This casserole I've also found freezes well. If you do freeze it before baking, you'll need to take at least an hour in the oven to bake it. Now, if you missed any part of the recipe, you can find it on the Ag 1280 Country Gal Corral link at westcentralmoinfo.com. And do you have some favorites that need recirculating? Drop me a note at countrygalcorral@gmail.com. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate. Close for today.